理课堂听 class.com。
Run a marathon? Sure. Swim a couple of miles in frigid water? Why not? Bike through miles of hilly terrain? Piece of cake. Put them all together, and you have the triathlons that are really gaining popularity, especially among us mere mortals. But as I found out, this race takes more than just physical abilities. The heart and the mind must push the envelope too, and a little bit of sibling rivalry doesn't hurt either. The challenge. A 2.4-mile swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride, topped off by running a full marathon, 26.2 miles.
It's the hardest endurance event you can do. It really tests your entire mind, your body, every faculty you have.
The challengers? The Metzl brothers, Jordan, Jamie, and Josh.
Jordan is a sports medicine doctor in New York. Jamie is in Washington, D.C. He works for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Josh is getting ready to start medical school.
We definitely grew up in a type A Kansas City family, so on the more aggressive side of things. But we were always encouraged to do, you know, everything we wanted to do. There was never a goal that was too high or too crazy.
Crazy, a word many use to describe the Ironman.
Well, I don't think the Ironman everybody thinks is kind of crazy. Why would anybody do that to themselves for 12, 13 hours straight?
It's an extreme event where success or failure are within you as a person. 140.6 miles is a really long way. Even when you drive it, even when you fly it.
A successful family, by any standard, with physician parents steering the ship. Experts say the Metzls are just the type to seek this challenge. Type A personalities that want to push themselves to new limits, having already done 10Ks and marathons.
There's an intensity and they don't wimp out. That when you start something in our family, you're expected to finish it.
And now, they are challenging each other.
We have a friendly sibling rivalry, which I think inspires us and pushes us. But at the end of the day, we're all really rooting for each other.
A rivalry, they say, scares their parents.
And I think they get slightly frightened that we push each other too much and that we're all competing with each other.
And the Ironman is the ultimate competition. Started when a group of Navy SEALs wanted to see who was the strongest. Now there are 15 Ironman competitions worldwide, drawing more than 22,000 athletes last year. The majority of them are non-professional athletes. And who will get the bragging rights?
Josh is in many ways the man to beat this year. I hope that I'm first, Josh is second, and Jordan is third.
Jordan will come in last. Hopefully I'll win.
I'm not going to win. My brothers are probably going to beat me, and that's fine. My money's on Josh. But we'll see. I hope he beats Jamie. If I can't beat him, I want Josh to beat him.
Experts say each brother is really competing against themselves and the course rather than each other. But for this family, it's really about the camaraderie and the challenge. And for all the athletes, it's really about completing the course. Ironman officials say 93% do.
The biggest worry about this whole thing is getting to a point and not being able to finish. You put in a lot of effort, and it just takes so much time and mental preparation.
And finishing is what the Metzls thought about as they started the course that they had 17 hours to complete. They predicted they would conquer it in just 12 or 13.
That feeling of what it's going to feel like when you finish that race and knowing that you've done this amazing event, just pushed yourself beyond where you thought you could go.
Over an hour after the start, it's out of the water and onto their bikes. Jamie is in the lead. He finishes the biking in just over 6 hours. Josh brings up the Metzl rear about 40 minutes later. It's now over 7 hours since they began their grueling journey, and the marathon still lies ahead. It's the last leg, with the end finally in sight. The final times, Jamie in first, with a total time of 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 53 seconds. Jordan is next with a time of 12 hours, 40 minutes, and 48 seconds. And little brother Josh was welcomed to the finish line by his brothers at 12 hours, 58 minutes, and 29 seconds.
I mean, you can train all you want. The race isn't about your body. I feel great. It's the hardest day. It's 12 and a half hours of pain. Once you've started something,
that's what keeps you going.
And quite an inspiration for us all. Maybe I'll try it next year. And then again, maybe not.